So my name is Srini Ale. I'm working as an associate professor and a geospatial hydrologist at Texas A&M AgriLife Research Center at Vernon. For some of you who attended my presentation yesterday in Precision Cotton Researchers Meetings, there will be some of these slides, most of these slides will be repetitive, so please bear with me. And so this work, we are focusing on assessing the impacts of cover crops in cotton production systems in the rolling plains. So some of the initial results we got were primarily to look at how cover crops influence the soil moisture availability for cotton crop and how it affects the yield of cotton crop. In this study, we primarily used the winter wheat as the cover crop for which the data sets were available for calibrating the model that we used in this study, the DSAT model. And I acknowledge my co-authors here. Excuse me. Pradeep Adhikari, he worked as a postdoc with me until August last year, and then he moved to USDA ARS lab at El Reno, Oklahoma. And then Kelly, Paul Dillon is my colleague at Vernon Center, soil scientist, and who provided the data we needed for calibrating the model. Kelly Tharp, my collaborator, and who has been extremely supportive, and Ed Bonds, who also has been supportive for this work. So Texas is one of the leading states in the U.S. practicing cover crops, and especially in the Texas Rolling Plains region, there has been an increasing interest to grow cover crops, mainly to reap the soil health benefits. However, there are also concerns about the soil moisture availability for subsequent cash crop, cotton. So some of the previous studies reported mixed results, some indicating a negative effect on the cotton yield and some indicating no significant effect on cotton yield. So the cover crop termination date, it's an important parameter here which plays an important role on the soil moisture availability and also the yield. So the DSAT cropping system model can help to look at the long-term assessment of these impacts and make some decisions. And the data available from Paul's experiments at Chillicothe were useful for this study. So the objectives were to evaluate the DSAT cotton and wheat modules using the data from the Chillicothe research station located in the Texas Rolling Plains, and then assess the effects of growing winter wheat as a cover crop on soil water balances and seed cotton yield, and try to determine the ideal dates for termination of winter wheat cover crop in cotton production systems. So the third objective is a work in progress, and we are still trying to do some additional analysis to draw some useful conclusions. So DSAT is basically a platform that integrates a database management system with crop models and various application programs. And as of now, the current version has about 42 crop modules within the DSAT cropping system model. And the DSAT cropping system model can simulate the soil moisture, crop growth and development, and also water use and yield. Under the effects of cumulative effects of weather, soil management on a daily time step. So this is the equation that DSAT cropping system model uses for estimating the soil water balance. So basically the change in soil moisture is equal to irrigation plus precipitation minus drainage, which includes lateral and vertical seepage, minus runoff, minus transpiration, minus the soil evaporation, minus the evaporation from the mulch surface. So DSAT needs primarily weather parameters, temperature, precipitation, solar radiation, and wind speed, and the cultivar characteristics, and basic soil parameters. And most importantly, the management-related parameters related to irrigation management, tillage management, fertilizer application, and those kinds of stuff. So the methodology used in this study was, first of all, to set up four different sequential projects in DSAT, one for cotton with cover crop and the other for cotton without cover crop under both irrigated and dry land systems. Then use the measured data from Chillicothe cover crop experiments over a period of 5 years to train the model, calibrate it, and then validate it. And finally, once after evaluating the model, use the evaluated model to run some long-term simulations for about 15 to 16 years, and then assess the impacts of the cover crops on soil water balances and cotton yield. And finally, to determine the ideal termination dates for winter wheat cover crop in this region. So to give a little bit introduction about Chillicothe experiments, so as I said, Paul Dillon, my colleague and co-author, has been conducting field experiments from 2011. He has been studying winter wheat, oats, rye, crimson clover, and other crops, but in this study we are using the data from winter wheat, which is increasingly considered as a cover crop in this region, and also the winter wheat module, or the winter wheat module, is available in the DSAT model. And he is conducting experiments in both dryland and center pivot irrigated systems. And the soil in these experimental plots is grand field fine sandy loam. And the available data from these experiments include the crop management related data, the cotton lint and seed yield, and wheat biomass yield, and also the soil moisture data is available with a 20 centimeter increment up to 1.4 meter depth at fortnightly intervals. So, coming to the winter wheat termination date simulations that we ran in the model, so winter wheat was planted on November 1st, and we simulated 10 different termination dates for winter wheat, starting from March 4th all the way up to May 6th with a weekly interval. And then for this analysis, we planted cotton on June 9th based on average planting date in Paul's experiments. But this needs to be revisited, we realized that. And it was harvested on October 24th. So the first one of the steps was to calibrate the model for prediction of soil moisture. So as I said, we used the measured soil moisture data for all the 20 centimeter increments over a period of 2 years. And this is an example plot where we try to show the match between the simulated and measured soil moisture. We got reasonably good calibration for soil moisture. For some of the layers, yeah, it was not as good as we have expected, but we tried to improve as much as we could. And the next step was to look at the phenological stages. We made sure that they were comparable to the observed dates in the region. And then we calibrated the model for yield prediction. So basically here, throughout my presentation, so the CWC stands for cotton with cover crop, and CWOC stands for cotton without cover crop, and I stands for irrigated, and D stands for dry land. So as you can see here, during both calibration and validation periods, we have got a satisfactory match between the simulated and measured the seed cotton yields. And when we look at the model performance in terms of the statistical measures, which include the percent error, root mean square error, and degree of index of agreement, so they are kind of in the satisfactory to satisfactory range based on the performance criteria. Similarly, we also calibrated the wheat module for wheat biomass prediction, and again we got a reasonably good match between the simulated and measured biomass, above ground wheat biomass. So the statistics are much better for wheat compared to cotton. And so the next step was, we used the evaluated model to run long-term simulations, and we constructed box plots to see how the water balance parameters varied between with and without cover crop treatments. So on the left hand side of each of this panel, so it's basically with cover crop, and the right hand side is without cover crop. And as you can see, or as we would expect, the transpiration in general was higher under cover crop treatment and compared to without cover crop treatment. And similarly, the soil evaporation also was higher. Soil evaporation was lower under cover crop treatments compared to the without cover crop. And mulch evaporation also, as we would expect, was higher under with cover crop compared to without cover crop. And these three relationships were statistically significant. And when we look at the runoff, it was lower under with cover crop treatment compared to without cover crop. And most importantly, when we look at the soil water balance, so this is basically the difference in soil moisture at the end of the crop season minus the soil moisture at the beginning of the crop season. And as we can see here, there was not a statistically significant difference in the soil moisture between cover crop and without cover crop treatments. However, there is a little bit wider variability in these the soil moisture, soil water balance under cover crop treatments. So similarly, when we look at the irrigated treatments, we had kind of similar relationships, except that the variability was somewhat lower when compared to the dryland treatments. But the relationships were about the same for both dryland and irrigated scenarios. Basically, the transpiration was higher, the soil evaporation was lower, and mulch evaporation was higher under cover crop treatments compared to without cover crop treatments. So when we look at the yield, so this is the blue indicate without cover crop, and the maroon indicate the with cover crop, and green bars indicate the precipitation received in those seasonal precipitation received in those years. So as we can see, there is not much difference in seed cotton yield between with and without cover crop treatments in individual years, except for 2012, where we saw reasonably much gap between the similar the treatments. So this was basically because of low soil moisture present in the spring of 2012, because of much less precipitation received in the preceding year, 2011, which was extremely drought year. So these were the results for irrigated, and for the dry land, the results looked about the same, except for the 2012 year, where we know the reason for a little bit of bigger mismatch. Now when we look at the average over the 15 years, yes, with cover crop, we found about 4 to 5% reduction in seed cotton yield, but it was not statistically significant under both irrigated and dryland conditions. Now when we ran the simulations with different termination dates, which are shown at the bottom of the graph, the extreme left is no cover, and these are for individual cover crop termination dates. As we can see here, the change in soil moisture, which is again the difference between the end of the crop season versus the beginning of the crop season soil moisture. There was primarily, there was not much difference in the mean or median the soil moisture, but there is an increasing variability as we move the termination date closer to the cotton crop. And this is highly influenced by the cotton planting date, as well as the weather variability within a growing season. So in general, we didn't see much of the difference in terms of soil moisture for the simulated conditions. But when we look at the yield, when compared to the no cover crop treatment here, as you can see, as we move closer to the cotton planting date, the yields yields tended to decrease a little bit. And if you see the trend here, it's about the end of March or beginning of April is the time where we start a decline in the yields. And so this is for the conditions we simulated in these experiments, but we need to, as I said, do run some additional simulations to see different dates. So in summary, so the model showed potential to simulate the treatment differences between cover and without cover crop treatments, and there was no significant difference in soil water between cover and no cover crop treatments, and there was no significant difference in yield also in terms of cover and without cover crop treatments. So based on the preliminary results, the last week of March, first week of April appear to be ideal for terminating cover crops in the TRP region, but this is dependent on June 8th planting date that we simulated. So we are now doing some additional analysis for both dryland conditions as well as with different combinations of cotton planting date and winter wheat termination date to make more better conclusions for this region. And I greatly appreciate Cotton Incorporated support for all this DSAT modeling research, and I also appreciate Dr. Edwan's support for this project.